This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. A national group that rates states on key student performance and finance indicators gives Colorado an overall grade of C. Education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Colorado's C grade places it 25th in the country in terms of quality of education. That's the same grade posted by the nation as a whole, according to Education Week's annual Quality Counts analysis. No state got an A this year. Colorado's best grade, a B, came for how well state preschools, grade schools, and high schools prepare students for college. In K through 12 academic performance, Colorado gets a C. Finally, the state posts a D+ in school finance. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Colorado children learning remotely will still have access to school meals until at least the end of this year. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The change comes in response to pressure from school districts and advocates fighting child hunger. Now, the federal government has extended waivers that let schools continue to feed students for free with fewer restrictions than usual. Beth Wallace heads up Food and Nutrition Services at Jefferson County Public Schools.
We will serve more families this way.
She says waivers allow schools to serve meals quickly and more easily. Every child who needs a meal gets it now without having to show ID. In Colorado, an estimated 14% of children experience hunger. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The Office of Governor Jared Polis announced Monday morning that three executive orders dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic have been extended. The first temporarily suspends notarization or handwritten signature requirements for 2020 election activity. The second extends the Protect Our Neighbors phase of reopening the state. And the third extends an order that made temporary changes to the juvenile justice system due to the pandemic. And we're still continuing with All Things Considered. Coming up next, German doctors report the condition of Russian opposition figure Alexei Navalny has improved and he has emerged from a medically induced coma after his poisoning. Then eating disorders are on the rise during the pandemic. Calls to eating disorder hotlines have increased dramatically in recent months. More on that story next, All Things Considered. And in 10 minutes, the debate over how close gas and oil wells can be to residential areas in Colorado has been heating up. We'll learn more about that at 4:44. Stick around.